ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 24, ದ ಸಬ್ಟರ್ನೇನಿಯನ್ ಹೆವೆನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್, ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 20. ಯಸ್ಯ ಹಾವಾವ ಶುತ ಪತನ ಪ್ರಕ್ಷಾಳನ ಆದಿಷು ವಿವಶಃ ಸಕೃತ್ ನಾಮ ಅಭಿಗೃಹನನ್ ಪುರುಷ ಕರ್ಮಬಂಧನ ಅಂಜಸ ವಿಧುನೋತಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಹಾ ಏವ ಪ್ರತಿಭಾದನ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷುವ ಅನ್ಯಥಾ ಏವ ಉಪಲಭಂತೆ. ಯಸ್ಯ ವಾವಾಕ್ಷುತಪತನ ಪ್ರಕ್ಷಾಲನಾದಿಷು ವಿವಶಃ ಸಕೃನ್ ನಾಮಾಭಿಗೃಣನ್ ಪುರುಷಃ ಕರ್ಮಬಂಧನಂ ಅಂಜಸಾ ವಿಧುನೋತಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಹೈವ ಪ್ರತಿಭಾದನಂ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷವೋ ಅನ್ಯಥಾ ವೈವ ಉಪಲೋಭವನಂತೆ. ವಾಟ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್? ಯಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ಹೂಮ್, ಹಾ ವಾ ವಾ ಇಂಡೀಡ್, ಕ್ಷುತ ವೆನ್ ಇನ್ ಹಂಗರ್, ಪತನ ಫಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್, ಪ್ರಕ್ಷಾಳನ ಆದಿಷು ಸ್ಟಂಬ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಆನ್, ವಿವಶಃ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಲೆಸ್, ಸಕೃತ್ ಒನ್ಸ್, ನಾಮ ಅಭಿಗೃಣನ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಪುರುಷ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಕರ್ಮಬಂಧನಂ ದ ಬಾಂಡೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ರೂಟಿವ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಅಂಜಸ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ, ವಿಧುನೋತಿ ವಾಶಸ್ ಅವೇ, ಯಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ವಿಚ್, ಹಾ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ, ಏವ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ, ಪ್ರತಿಭಾದನಂ ದ ರಿಪಲ್ಷನ್, ಮುಮುಕ್ಷುವ ಚಾಂಡ್ ನೋ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷುವ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ಅನ್ಯಥಾ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್, ಏವ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ, ಉಪಲಭಂತೆ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ರಿಯಲೈಸ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇನ್ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್: ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಬರಾಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಹಂಗರ್ ಆರ್ ಹೂ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಂಬಲ್ಸ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈವನ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ವಿಲಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಆರ್ ಅನ್ವಿಲಿಂಗ್ಲಿ, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಡೀಡ್ಸ್. ಕರ್ಮೀಸ್ ಎಂಟ್ಯಾಂಗಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಯೋಗಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಎಂಡಿವರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅಚೀವ್ ದಟ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್. ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್: ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಆಫರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪೊಸೆಷನ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಟೋಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕಲಿ ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟ್ ಎಂಡಿವರ್ಸ್. ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪೊಸೆಷನ್ಸ್ ಮಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಚಾರಿಟಿ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋಟಿವ್ಸ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಪರ್ಚುನಿಟೀಸ್ both material and spiritual as benedictions from the Lord, and in this way his service to the Lord is never hampered. Bhukti material enjoyment and mukti liberation are only byproducts of devotion service. A devotee need not work separately to attain mukti. Srila Bilvamangal Thakura said, Muktihi Sevayam, Mukti Swayam, Muklitanjali, Sevati Asman. A pure devotee of the Lord does not have to endeavor separately for mukti, because mukti is always ready to serve him. In this regard, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Haridas Thakur's confirmation of the effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Keha bale nam haite haya papakshaya. Keha bale nam haite jivera moksha haya. Some say that chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is freed from all the reactions of sinful life. And others say that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one attains liberation from material bondage. Haridasa kahena namera ye duifala naya, namera phale Krishna pade prema upajaya. Haridas Thakur, however, said that the desired result of chanting the holy name of the Lord is not that one is liberated from material bondage or freed from the reactions of sinful life. The actual result of chanting the holy name of the Lord is that one awakens his dormant Krishna consciousness, his loving service to the Lord. Anusangika phala namera mukti papanasha tahara drushtanta yaiche suryena prakasha. Haridas Thakur said that the liberation and freedom from the reactions of sinful activities are only by-products of chanting the holy name of the Lord. If one chants the holy name of the Lord purely, he attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, Haridas Thakur gave an example comparing the power of the holy name to sunshine. Ei shlokera arthakara panditera gana sabe kahe tumi katha artha vivarana. He placed a verse before all the learned scholars present, but the learned scholars asked him to state the purport of the verse. Haridas kahena yaiche suryere udaya udayana haite arambhe tamera hayakshaya. Haridas Thakur said as the sun begins to rise, it dissipates the darkness of night even before the sunshine is visible. Chaura preta rakshasadira vayahaya nasha udaya haile dharma karma adi prakasha. Before the sunrise even takes place, the light of dawn destroys the fear of the dangers of the night, such as disturbances by thieves, ghosts and rakshasas. And when the sunshine actually appears, one engages in his duties. Aiche namodaya arambhe papa adira kshaya udaya kaile krishnapade haya premodaya. Similarly, even before one's chanting of the holy name is pure, one is freed from all sinful reactions. When he chants the whole name purely, he becomes a lover of Krishna. Mukti tuchha phalahaya namabasha haite yehi mukti bhakta na laya ye se Krishna chahe dite. A devotee never accepts mukti even if Krishna offers it. Mukti, freedom from all sinful reactions, is obtained even by namabhash, or a glimpse of the light of the holy name before its full light is perfectly visible. The namabhasha stage is between that of namaprad, or the chanting of the holy name with offenses, and pure chanting. There are three stages in chanting the holy names of the Lord. In the first stage, one commits 10 kinds of offenses while chanting. In the next stage, namabhash, the offenses have almost stopped and one is coming to the platform of pure chanting. In third stage, when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra without offenses, his dormant love for Krishna immediately awakens. This is the perfection. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuranitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada is starting the purport. It's not a fact that one has to offer his material possessions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be liberated before he can engage in devotional service. A devotee automatically attains liberation without separate endeavors. So this is a very pertinent point. Like yesterday, Devakinda Prabhu was making this nice point that when Lakshmiji gives opulence, you will become entangled and we incur suffering. But when Krishna gives opulence, you know, we will not entail any suffering or bondage. Same thing Lord Vamandev says in Bhagavatam, 8th canto, that those who are Janmaishwarya Shuta Shribir, even though they are born in aristocratic families and wealthy and all, if they have the mercy of the Lord, then they will not become proud of their possessions. So, actually, in the case of devotee, he doesn't have to offer to Krishna. Actually, Krishna takes away everything. That's why his name is Hari. You know, Hari means one who takes away everything. That's why it's always said that if Krishna likes you, he gives you everything, all opulences and all. If Krishna loves you, he will take away everything from you. And of course, he will give himself to you. So, we have to choose whether we want Krishna to love us or Krishna to like us. Right? So, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that devotees, they don't so much bother about mukti, because mukti is swayam. You know, mukti hi muklitanjali sevate asmat. So mukti comes to serve the devotees, and she is at the doorstep of the devotees all the time to serve the devotees. But Krishna, devotees don't want mukti. In Madhyalila, this pastime of liberation of Sarvam Bhattacharya is there. That when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Atarnala, he ran. If you see in Jagannath Puri, from Atarnala you can see the flag of Krishna, the Jagannath temple. So Lord Jagannath assured to the devotees that those who cannot see me, they can see that Neel Chakra, you know, flag of the Lord. So that that is equivalent to me. If you see the flag, Neel Chakra, it is equivalent to seeing Lord Jagannath. Right? So Vaishnava Prabhu is explaining why they change every day, you know, flag. Every day they change the flag. And you see, it is a spectacle to see, watched every day evening. Some people, workers, they just climb, you know. They climb. And they never fall, you know. They never fall. Somebody was, Vaishnava Prabhu only was saying that once one devotee was... The person who is this, who is arranging the flag, he is about to fall. Then suddenly one monkey came and pushed him up, it seems. Right? So, very nice explanation he gave, that they chain the flag. They say that, you know, Jagannath is okay. Jagannath appeared long back. Indradyumna Maharaj installed the deity. But actually, they change the flag to say that Jagannath is telling that I am still here. I am still here. So those who you know, have this faith that you know, they will get liberated. So that is the meaning of this changing the flag. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran, you know, and then he entered the Jagannath temple. So as soon as he saw Lord Jagannath, he became very ecstatic. Then he wanted to embrace Lord Jagannath. You know, he wanted to embrace Lord Jagannath. But before that only, he fell unconscious. And then some of the gatekeepers and all, they wanted to beat Lord Chaitanya. But Sarvam Bhattacharya understood that this is a great personality. And then he checked whether he is conscious or unconscious, you know, by keeping a swab of cotton in front of the nostrils. Then he took him to his house. Then he preached Mayavad philosophy for 7 days. Then Lord Chaitanya, he heard it very carefully. Then later on, he defeated Mayavad philosophy. So then Sarvam Bhattacharya became such a great devotee of the Lord. It is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he became so absorbed that always he is chanting the holy names of Lord Chaitanya. And then chanting the holy names of Lord Chaitanya became his meditation. So one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, Sarvam Bhattacharya recited one verse. You know, Tatte nukampam susubhikshamanam bunjana evatmakritam vipakam తద్వాగ్వపుర్వీర్ విదధన్ నమస్తే జీవే తయో స భక్తి పదే స ధాయ భాగ్. లైక్ దట్ హీ చాంటెడ్. సో శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అబ్జెక్టెడ్ టుడే సర్వం భట్టాచార్య, హౌ కమ్ యు నో ఇన్ 10th క్యాండ్ భాగవతం ఇట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ దట్ జీవితయో స ముక్తి పదే సా ధాయ బాక్, బట్ వై ఆర్ యూ చాంటింగ్ భక్తి పదే సా ధాయ బాక్? సో సర్వం భట్టాచార్య రిప్లైడ్, దిస్ వర్డ్ ముక్తి ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ యునో ఇట్ కంజ్యూర్స్ హెట్రెడ్ అండ్ డిస్లైక్ ఇన్ మై హార్ట్ నౌ, యునో ఇన్ మై హార్ట్. So those devotees who are actually chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and devotees of the Lord, they don't like even the word mukti at all. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, actually mukti means includes sarupya, srasti, salokya, samipya and then sayujya. So these five muktis are at the feet of Lord Mukunda, that's why he is known as mukti pada. Mukti Pada. So they are under the control of Mukunda. Mukunda means one who gives Mukti. So they are under the control of Lord Krishna. So that way, it includes, Sarupya, Salokya, Srasti and all. So Sarvam Bhattacharya quoted one verse from 3rd Canto Bhagavatam. Salokya, Srasti, Samipya, Sarupya, Ikatvam, Apiyuta, దీయమానం నా గృహంతి వినా మత్ సేవనం జనా, యునో. సో దీస్ ఫైవ్ కైండ్స్, దీస్ ఫోర్ కైండ్స్, అఫ్ కోర్స్ డివోటీస్ కంప్లీట్లీ రిజెక్ట్ సాయుజ్య ముక్తి, బట్ దీస్ ఫోర్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ముక్తి, లైక్ సాలోక్య మీన్స్ లివింగ్ ఆన్ ద సేమ్ ప్లానెట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు, అండ్ సామీప్య లివింగ్ నియర్ టు ద లార్డ్, యూనో. శ్రాష్టి హ్యావింగ్ ఆల్ ద అపులెన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, and then Salokya living in the same planet, and Srasti and Samipya. So these four kinds of muktis are actually acceptable to Vaishnavas other than Gaudi Vaishnavas. So Gaudi Vaishnavas, they don't accept these four kinds of mukti also, you know. So all the other sampradayas like Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya or even Madhva, all these other sampradayas, if they do devotional service without the knowledge of, without taking the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they may go to Vaikuntha at the most, you know, at the most. So we should be very careful. Our devotion, our method of devotional service, Gaudi Vaishnava Siddhanta, is the highest, you know. We should not be attracted to, of course we may respect them, Sri Vaishnavas and other sampradaya devotees, but Lord Chaitanya gave us the highest form of devotional service, పంచమ పురుషార్థ, రైట్? సో యెస్టర్డే ఐ వాజ్ సీయింగ్ ఆన్ ద ఇంటర్నెట్ ఇన్ ద సిలికాన్ వ్యాలీ టెంపుల్, దే ఆర్ ఓపెన్డ్ ఎ న్యూ టెంపుల్. సో దే హ్యావ్ ఇన్వైటెడ్ చిన్నజీయర్ స్వామి టు గివ్ ఎ లెక్చర్. సో ఐ వాజ్ వండరింగ్, యూనో, వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్, యూనో, వై ఆర్ వి కాలింగ్ అదర్ సంప్రదాయ డివోటీస్ టు గివ్ అస్ లెక్చర్ వెన్ అవర్ సన్యాసీస్ అండ్ అవర్ డివోటీస్ ఆర్ దేర్ who have love for Sri Chaitanya and our philosophy. So we have to be careful, you know, not to hear from all these people, even though they are bona fide. So here Lord Chaitanya is explaining, Prabhupada explained in Bhaktirasam Sindhu also, that even though these are bona fide muktis, liberation, still devotees don't accept if there is no service to Krishna involved. So we want love of Krishna. So that is the highest, pancham purusharth. So Mahaprabhu has, it's not a problem if you use this word mukti pada, but Sarvam Bhattacharya said no, I don't want, you know, let it be. So Lord Chaitanya was shocked, because the same person, he was preaching Mayavad philosophy so strongly, now he has become mad after Krishna, then he doesn't even want to hear the word mukti. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, if you feel like that, let it be. So you can, if you want to use that bhakti pade sadhaya bak, it is okay like that. So this is devotees are not at all attracted to any other bhukti mukti siddhi sakali ashanta. Krishna bhakta nishkama atayiva shanta. So we must realize that bhukti means one who is interested in sense enjoyment, and then mukti, one who is interested in liberation, and siddhi, one who is interested in getting eight kinds of opulences, eight kinds of siddhis. All these three are ashanta. Ashanta means they are not peaceful at all. Krishna bhakta nishkama, Krishna's devotee nishkama atayeva shanta, he is very peaceful. So Sarvam Bhattacharya says in this regard that there are two kinds of people, those mayavadis, those who want to merge in the effulgence of the Lord, and these yogis, those who want to merge into the body of the Lord. So Sarvam Bhattacharya says these yogis who want to merge into the body of the Lord, they are the most abominable people in the world. You know, because mayavadis who want to merge into the effulgence of the Lord, they are ignorant of the personality of Godhead. But these yogis who they meditate on the 400 form of the Lord and worship the Lord, all that stuff they do. But at the end, they want to merge into the body of the Lord without desiring to serve the Lord. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, these are the most abominable, more abominable than mayavadis, because these people know about the personality of Godhead, they know about the form of the Lord, they worship the form of the Lord properly, but they say that after perfection, the form doesn't remain. They say like that. So, but Krishna Bhakta Atayeva Shanta, okay, Krishna's devotee is very peaceful. That is why, whether he is opulent or poverty stricken, Swarga Apavarga Narakeshu, whether he is in Swargaloka or Narakloka, Apituliyartha Darshana, he looks at both Swarga and Naraka as the same way. Right? So if you read this pastime of Bali Maharaj, so Bali Maharaj, even though after surrendering everything to the Lord actually arrested him. You know, saying that you have promised me three steps, but you have given me two steps. You know? So the Lord told, you know, to his associates to arrest. So they arrested Bali Maharaj. But Bali Maharaj, he was never disturbed because Lord has arrested him and all. Then rather he was saying that, my dear Lord, you are more favorable to the demons than the demigods. You know, you are friend of us actually. Because we become blinded by material sense gratification, opulence and all. You open our eyes. Like that, so you are more friendly to us. So he is not at all regretting. Then Krishna told him, Vamandev told him, that okay, for time being, you go to the Sutala planet, which is unconquerable even for demigods, demons, for anybody, because I'll be there personally. Right? So nobody, previously Bali Maharaj could be conquered by demigods and all. But now he is living very opulently, more opulent than Devloka, and being personally protected by Lord Vamandev as a doorkeeper. You know, as a doorkeeper. Like once Ravanasur, he was going on a Digvijay Yatra, he wanted to have a fight with Bali Maharaj. Right? So before reaching Bali Maharaj, he had to, you know, meet Lord Vamandev at the gate. Right? So Bali Maharaj said, okay, I will give you a fight, provided you fulfill one condition. You know, so Ravanasura asked, what is that? He took to his storehouse. You know, there is one object, golden object. He said, you lift it. You lift this. If you are able to lift this, I will fight with you. You know, so Ravanasura, using all his strength, was trying to lift that object, that gold object. But he could not lift it. So then Ravanasura asked, what is this? He said, this is one earring of Hiranyakashipu. You know, one earring of Hiranyakashipu. So you are not able. So the person who killed that Hiranyakashipu is so great that, you know, he is most biggest terrorist in the universe, in the history of the universe, right? All these Osama bin Laden and all, they are nothing in front of you know, Hiranyakashipu. Laden and all, they could not terrorize demigods and all, but Hiranyakashipu terrorized even Indra Chandra and all, Surya and all, right? So such a big terrorist, he was killed by Lord Nrisimhadev, right? Within few seconds. So the same Lord, he is waiting outside as my doorkeeper. So he will trash you in 1 second. So Lord Vamandev came and threw him out of the Sutala planet, you know. And then he came out from the Sutala planet to the Sri Lanka, like that. So like that, the Bali Maharaj, he is well protected. And because he had a desire that to become Indra, so in the next Manvantara, he will become Indra. But he is a pure devotee of the Lord, you know, he is a pure devotee of the Lord. So, for devotees, there is no worry at all, you know, there is no worry at all. So, after everything was over, Lord Vamandev asked Shukracharya, you know, Shukracharya cursed him, you are disobeying my orders, so everything will be taken away, you know, everything will be taken away, you will be a failure, you know. So, Lord Vamandev asked, what is the mistake of your disciple? Please tell me. No, now Bali Maharaj was sent to Sutala planet. Everything is over. So then he said, in the assembly of Brahmanas, let us decide. You know, let us finalize. What is the mistake of your disciple Bali Maharaj? Why did you curse him? You know. Then Shukracharya repented. Said, my dear Lord, it is my fault. You know. Actually, he said, mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalartha vastutaha sarvam karoti nishchidram anusankirtanam tava. That, you know, there may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras, you know, in the procedures following the regulative principles, but everything will be adjusted anusankirtanam tava if somebody chants your holy names. Etad nirvidyamananam, you know, this is decided. You know, this is decided by all the sages and all. You know, that simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one will be perfect. You know, this is the Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Name Vikevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyatha. So simply by chanting these holy names of the Lord, one will become perfect. So this faith one should have. You know, this faith one should have. You know, then only one will become successful in spiritual life. When every year, when the all the inhabitants of Bengal, they used to come to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya used to call them. So whenever they would go back, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would feel a very great separation. Then he used to praise the devotees. As if he had many tongues. So when he was talking to the devotees, he would narrate their good qualities. So there are some devotees headed by Satyaraj Khan. They always used to come from, they were coming from Kulinagram. So during Rathyatra time, Pandya Vijaya, you know, there is some ceremony. They carry Lord Jagannath, and they carry the Lord Jagannath, and Lord Jagannath is very heavy. You know, he's the Lord of the universe, right? And these Daitapatis, you know, the descendants of Vishwavasu, they get to serve the Lord from the day of Snanayatra up to Gundicha Margin and return Rathayatra and all. So during that time, all these Daitapatis serve the Lord. So these Daitapatis, and they are very strong, and they carry Lord Jagannath carrying him on the silken ropes. And sometimes, because of the heaviness of Lord Jagannath, the ropes would break. You know, the ropes would break. And it may making such thundering noise and all. So Lord Chaitanya instructed the devotees from Kulinagram, headed by Satyaraj Khan, that you please bring, you know, very high quality silken ropes to carry Lord Jagannath every year. So that is the service given by Lord Chaitanya to Kulinagram devotees. So one day he was discussing with them. So he told that this ancestor of Satyaraj Khan, his name is Gundraj Khan. You know, Gundraj Khan. I am very much indebted to this Gundraj Khan. Rather, he has purchased me. This Gundraj Khan, he has purchased me because he has wrote one book. That book's name is Shri Krishna Vijaya. So in that book, he wrote one sentence. You know, the son of Nanda Maharaj is my life and soul. He is my life and soul. Simply by uttering this verb, this one sentence, that Krishna is my life and soul. You know, he has purchased me. I became indebted to this Gundraj Khan. I am so much indebted to this Gundraj Khan by saying these words, that Krishna is my life and soul. That what to speak of Gundraj Khan and his family. Even a dog or a cat born in Kulinagram, I will deliver them. I will give them Krishna Prema. Just like Srila Prabhupada always used to say, if you don't know anything, you just say, hey, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is enough. You know, you are the great preacher. If you don't know anything, you can't preach anything. You know, simply say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's it. You know, your life is perfect. Like that. So, Kulinagram devotees, they asked, what is your instruction for us? You know, because he is giving instruction. Like, he gave instruction to Saram Bhattacharya and Vidya Vachaspati. That this Kali, Lord appeared in the form of wood and in the form of water. And they asked, what is that? Oh, he appeared in the form of wood, Lord Jagannath, and he appeared in the form of water, Ganges. So he instructed Saram Bhattacharya, you serve wood, your brother will serve water. You know, like that. So he gave different instructions. So he gave then Kulinagram devotees asked, what is your instruction for us? You know, then Lord Chaitanya replied, Vaishnava Seva and Krishna Sankirtan. Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Sevana, Nirantara Kara Krishnanam Sankirtan. You always serve Vaishnavas and you always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then Kulinagram devotees asked, who is a Vaishnava? Vaishnava ke? Who is a Vaishnava? Then Lord Chaitanya replied, Yandra Mukhe Suni Ek Bar Krishna Nam Sei Pujya Shreshta Sabakar. You know? So anybody who chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra even once, he is a Vaishnava. You know, he is a Vaishnava. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna, who chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra even once, with this knowledge, that Krishna's holy name and Krishna are non-different. Binnatvam namanamina. If somebody has this understanding, even though he is a neophyte devotee, he should be considered a pure devotee. Then one must serve him. You know, so very important instruction. That this is called faith. There is no difference. Why we some many people they chant Sai Baba, Sai Baba. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada in Boston University, MIT, Boston. So the students they asked. One student asked, Swamiji, why we should chant Hare Krishna? You know, why we should chant Hare Krishna? We can chant anything, A B C D E F G H, something like that. You know. So Srila Prabhupada replied, you chant A, B, C, D, F, G, H. When you become tired, you chant Hare Krishna. Another time one lady asked, why we should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? You can chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. Right? Srila Prabhupada said, you can chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. After some time, you feel pain. You don't like to chant. But see, look at my disciple. They are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra 24 hours. So, he explained, why do we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Because Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is non-different from Krishna. And Krishna ఈజ్ ఆనందమయో అభ్యాసాత్ ఆనందమయ ఘన, హీఈస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ప్లీస్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ కృష్ణాస్ హోలీ నేమ్ ఈజ్ నాన్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. సో వెన్ వీ చాంట్ హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర, కృష్ణ కమ్స్ అండ్ డాన్సెస్ అన్ అవర్ టంగ్. సో వీఆర్ పర్సనల్లీ అసోసియేటింగ్ విత్ కృష్ణ. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై వీ గెట్ బ్లిస్, దట్ ఈస్ వై వీ గెట్ బ్లిస్. So that is why Prabhupada is stressing upon this point that anybody who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra with this understanding that holy name and Krishna are non-different, he should be considered a pure devotee. Such a person, even if he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra even once, he should be considered a Vaishnava. Of course he is a neophyte, but Prabhupada says for a grahastha devotees, for grahasthas especially, Vaishnava Seva is compulsory. And they should not see some faults in this Vaishnava, thinking that he is not completely pure or whatever. One must serve the devotee. Yeah, one must serve the devotee. So, very nice. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all reactions of a sinful life. One can complete the 9 process of devotional service. Simply by chanting the holy name. So any process like deity worship we do, any yajna we do, any other process we do, without chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is incomplete, especially in this age of Kali. So one must actually conclude everything by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, even if there are some faults in other processes, everything will be rectified simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So it is so important. Then again next year they asked, next year they asked Kulinagram devotees Satyaraj Khan, when Lord Chaitanya is bidding farewell, again they asked, my dear Lord, what is your instruction for us? Then again he replied, వైష్ణవ సేవ నామ సంకీర్తన ద్వికర శీఘ్ర పాభే శ్రీకృష్ణ చరణ. యు సర్వ్ ద వైష్ణవస్ అండ్ యూ చాంట్ ద హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర రెగ్యులర్లీ, దెన్ యూ విల్ గెట్ కృష్ణాస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. దెన్ దే ఆస్క్డ్ కే వైష్ణవ కీతాండ్ర లక్షణ, హూ ఇస్ ఎ వైష్ణవ. రైట్, సో శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు రిప్లైడ్, కృష్ణనామ నిరంతర యాన్హార వదనే సే వైష్ణవ శ్రేష్ట భజ తాన్హార చరణే. సో ఎర్లియర్ హీ గేవ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ దట్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ సంబడీ చాంట్స్ కృష్ణాస్ హోలీ నేమ్ ఈవెన్ వన్స్, హీ షుడ్ బి కన్సిడర్డ్ వైష్ణవ. నౌ హీఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ అప్గ్రేడింగ్ ద ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్. హూ ఈజ్ ఎ వైష్ణవ? నిరంతర, వన్ హూ ఈస్ చాంటింగ్ హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర కంటిన్యూస్లీ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ, హీఈస్ ఎ వైష్ణవ. So Srila Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport. Please read this, 1672. Prabhupada says, Nirantara means constantly, without ceaselessly. Antara means cessation. There is a distraction, abrupt ending. So Antara, one meaning of the word, Antara, he says, interval. So if one has desires other than serving Krishna, then we will have the policy, something for Krishna, something for me. So sometimes we engage in Krishna service, sometimes we engage in sense enjoyment. That is called antara, interval. So if somebody wants to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra without interruption, without interval, one must give up all kinds of material desires other than serving Krishna. Anya bilashita sunyam. Right? Another meaning of the word antara is body. So this body is a great obstacle for chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra constantly, because this body is affected by all these bad desires, lust, greed and anger and all. Right? Another meaning of the word antara is money. This money, if it is not engaged in Krishna service, it will divert our attention from serving Krishna. So, if you don't engage this mind in the service of Krishna, it is a antara, it is a obstruction. Like that. Then, antara also means janata, people. If you associate with the wrong people, asasanga, then we will not be able to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra constantly, like that. Next year again they asked, what is your instruction, my dear Lord, for us. Then again he said, Vaishnava Seva and Nam Sankirtan. Then again they asked, who is a Vaishnava? Then they replied, Mahaprabhu replied, that Yanhara Darshane Muke Aise Krishna Tanhare Janiha Tumi Vaishnava Pradhan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a first class Vaishnava is he whose very presence makes others chant the holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes Prabhupada used to walk, go for walking and all. Some passers by, they used to see Prabhupada and they used to say, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada used to say, good morning. They would say, Hare Krishna. So this is a Vaishnava, first class Vaishnava. First class Vaishnava means simply by seeing him, one will remember Krishna. Right? So that is why Srila Prabhupada insisted we should put actually very nice Vaishnava dress, dhoti kurta and tilak and kanti mala, and then people see and immediately they remember Krishna. So that is why one devotee used to tell that even if you don't have any appointments and all, you just go and walk on the roads. Walk on the roads. People will see and they will remember you. Hare Krishna. They will say Hare Krishna. Right? So like that, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one who is able to make others remember Hare Krishna, Krishna's holy name, they make people chant, seeing us. Then that is called first class Vaishnava. So it is very, very important to understand the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and chant. That's why Srila Prabhupada described in the purport I have read out, that Haridas Thakur, he was explaining that there are three stages: Nama Aparad, Nama Bhas and Shuddha Nam. Right? So what is the difference between Nama Aparad and Nama Bhas? Namabhas means clearing stage. So in a Jaiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur defines that Namaparad means, Namaparad chanting means, one who is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra with desire for material sense enjoyment and mukti, liberation, and wicked thoughts, that is called Namaparad chanting. Namabhas chanting, even though one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra with offenses, even though offenses are present in Namabhas, but he is ignorant that he is committing offenses, but he has no desire for material desires, sense enjoyment or liberation. That is called Namabhas. And then Shuddha Nam means absence from offenses plus Namabhasa stage. If you are in Namabhasa stage, if you get the association of a pure devotee, you go from Namabhasa to Namaparad, Nama Shuddhanam, Shuddhanam. So this is very important. So depending on faith, we actually advance in spiritual life. So, Srila Bhaktirakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he explained that during Prabhupada's time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's, many of his sannyasi disciples, they were all from Brahmin family and experts in Sanskrit language and great scholars. So, previously it was the custom that whenever a speaker gives Bhagavatam Katha, He used to have an assistant. And that assistant is so expert that the speaker speaks the first word of the verse, then he will complete. He will assist. Like that, this Vasudev Prabhu, he was such an expert. He used to have Bhakti Siddhanta Sas Thakur's, like that. They, Shila Bhakti Rakshak Siddhar Maharaj also, he is such a great scholar, you know, all Shri Bhagavat, Shri Rupa Bhagavat Maharaj, you know, all big scholars, you know, they used to call Prabhupada as Kacha Grahastha. The Abhay Babu is from, you know, he is coming from outside, you know, he doesn't know much. But actually they don't know. Srila Prabhupada, when he received the instruction you preach Krishna consciousness in English language, from that day onwards, Srila Prabhupada was surrendered by all the books of Goswami literatures. And then constantly read Shat Sandarbhas and Bhakti Rasam Sindhu and all the other literatures. And there is one book written by one Mataji. She explained, she met all the people who met Prabhupada before he went to America. You know, so one devotee was saying, whenever I would go to meet Abhay Babu, I would see him reading, you know, he's in his room, he's surrounded by so many books, constantly reading, making notes. You know, making notes. He was always, one businessman, Chettiar, in Chennai, he offered to print Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita manuscript at the time, 1950s only, when Prabhupada was doing business and all. You know? So he commented that I find him more of a sadhu than a businessman. He was like a sadhu, but of course he is a hidden diamond that time. You know, Prabhupada was a hidden diamond. But anyway, they had this opinion that Prabhupada was a kacha grahastha, or, you know, like that. So Srila Bhakti Rakshak Siddhar Maharaj was commenting that we are all great scholars in Sanskrit and all, but Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he became so successful in preaching the holy names of the Lord all over the world because he had this unflinching faith in the holy names of the Lord. Unflinching faith. You know, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the secret of your success? You know? What is the secret of your success? Prabhupada showed bead bag. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Another time somebody asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how can I distribute more books? You know, please can you tell me some techniques? You know? Shila, he thought, he expected that Prabhupada would explain, you know, how to approach a person, you know, how to give a book, you know, what to explain and all. Prabhupada did not say all these things. Prabhupada said, you start chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then you finish one round, two round, three rounds, you finish 16 rounds, then only you keep the bead bag. Then whatever you do, you will become successful. Right? If somebody wants to be successful, Srila Prabhupada said, depends on your morning sadhana. If you have a good morning sadhana, whatever you do, everything will become successful. Chanter. So somebody should develop that habit of, you know, chanting all 16 rounds at one go. Then he will be successful in his life. Not that, you know, I will chant 12 rounds, then, you know, later on I will chant 4 rounds in the evening. So evening rounds are always bad. You know, because you have so much work and all, and you want to finish quickly, and then in between you see the mala, where how far it is come, you know, like that. So you'll be struggling to chant the rounds, like that. So another time somebody asked Prabhupada, what is the secret of success for chanting nicely? How to chant nicely? The first instruction is listen. You know, then he proposed, there are three instructions. You know, three things to follow. So what is Prabhupada said? What is the first instruction is listen. And there are what is the second instruction? Listen. What is the third instruction? Listen. Tachrunu, Prabhupada said, you know, Tachrunu. Hear the holy name. Right? Hear the holy name. So nowadays they are inventing many ways, you know, in a Harinam, seminars and all, holy name seminar, and they tell so many methods, right? But actually Prabhupada did not say all these methods, right? He said, you simply chant and hear the holy name. chant and hear the holy name. Another time one lady asked Srila Prabhupada, I am chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and my mind is also making rounds. I am doing my rounds and my mind is also making rounds. You know, what to do? Srila Prabhupada did not say control your mind and all. Prabhupada said, you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and your mind is doing all nonsense. You know, let the mind do all its all nonsense. But you continue to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra all the time. One day, Hare Krishna Mahamantra will win. Maya will be defeated. Right? Maya will be defeated. That's why Prabhupada said, whether it is mechanical chanting or non-mechanical chanting, you chant Hare Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Right? So this, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one will become perfect. So this faith, one should have. Right? This faith will be destroyed by these 10 offenses. You know, one first offense is Vaishnava Aparad. And 10th offense is inattentive chanting. Or even after hearing so many instructions, keeping the worldly desires. If you avoid 10th offense, you can avoid all the other offenses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you can avoid inattentive chanting, you can avoid all other offenses. You know? But this inattentive chanting is actually invites self-destruction. You know? It's called, Durbhagi. Durbhagi means, Bhagi means run away. Durbhagi means you run away from the holy name. Right? If you do inattentive chanting, first Maya will take away your Japamala, then your Kantimala, then sub Kangal, not Malamal. Right? So you have to be careful, about inattentive chanting. So one should have faith, right? What is this actually faith? Actually, how do we know somebody has faith? You know, actually faith is a symptom of love of God. Faith is the symptom of love of God. And surrender is a symptom of faith. Surrender is the symptom of faith. So Srila Prabhupada defined once that faith is to believe in what you do not see. What? So they say, where is Krishna? Can you show me Krishna? But actually, Prabhupada said, faith is to believe in something you do not see. And the result is, you will see what you believe. Right? In the beginning, you don't see. But you have faith in the holy name. And you chant Hare Krishna all the time. Right? Unless you have faith, why would you waste your time chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, every day? Right? Once, when I was in America, I asked one of the ex-devotees of Juhu, if you go to America, you will not have any problem. If you say you are from Juhu temple, they will take care of you so nicely. Because so many Juhu devotees all over America. Right? So they... Right? I was taken like royal. taken care. Oh, you are Juhu at Pujari? Come. Prabhu, once upon and we are in Juhu temple. Like that. Anyway, I asked how many rounds you are chanting. Why you not? I don't see you chanting. I said, Prabhuji, here 1 hour means $20. $20. So if I have to chant 2 hours, that means $40 loss. That is, they measure time in the terms of dollars. So if you are sitting here and without material enjoyment, we are chanting. So we are losing, so many dollars. Right? That if you think like that. But if you have faith that, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I will attain perfection. So then you will become successful. Then only you will be able to chant. Then only, unless faith is very strong, we cannot sit and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra properly. One should develop this faith. So fear, like many devotees, they say, "Arey, so many years, you know, I am staying in the temple. There is no money. There is nothing. If somebody kicks me out, suddenly, you know, authorities come and tell me, kick, you know, go out. You know, how will I survive?" So some devotees, they steal money and all, right? So why they steal money? Because fear of future, right? So fear is the manifestation of lack of faith in Krishna's protection. What? Fear is the manifestation of lack of faith in Krishna's protection. Like that. So, that is why faith means unflinching faith in something sublime. So what is sublime? You know, what is sublime? So sublime, what are the, you know, Krishna and the pure devotee of the Lord. You know, Krishna and the pure devotee of the Lord. So, once somebody asked, there is a famous sculptor, Michelangelo. You heard? Heard the name? Michelangelo. Very famous sculptor. He made sculptures, you know, lot of, you know, sculptures he done and very famous. Somebody asked, how do you make such beautiful sculptures? He said, I don't make any beautiful sculptures. That beautiful image is already there in that stone, in that marble stone. I only chisel away unnecessary things, useless things, right? In the same way, Prabhupada says, Krishna Prema is already there in the heart. You know, is already there in the heart. So you don't have to do anything extra. You know, what you have to do? Take the chisel of holy name of the Lord. You know, chisel of the holy name of the Lord. And chisel away all this bad material called lust, greed and anger and all other things. Then Krishna Prema is there. Right? Right? Krishna Prema is there. So only thing you have to do, just take the holy name. Right? So this, somebody asked Prabhupada, so we should always be under the protection of the holy name of the Lord. Right? So somebody asked Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami used to say, don't make the beads fast. Yeah? Or don't park the mala. You know, like, they say, you know, chant 16 rounds and park the mala. You know, now, but somebody asked Prabhupada, why are you, after finishing rounds also, why are you carrying bead bag? You know, Srila Prabhupada replied, see, even during non-war times also, all these sainiks, soldiers and army people, they carry the gun. Right? They carry the gun. So, they you know, because my enemies may attack any time, so, you know, they are always battle ready. Right? Like that, a devotee carries the bead bag all the time. Anytime Maya may attack, you know, Maya may attack. So better to be battle ready. You know, if Maya is there, Prabhupada said, you know, chant Hare Krishna, you know, loudly. You know, chant Hare Krishna, right? If Maya attacks you loudly, if you have any anxiety or problem. Once Prabhupada was there, in Netherlands or somewhere, Dutch. There was some, you know, some golf, you know, they did something wrong and Prabhupada is very angry and the DT has to be installed. Nothing was ready. They, Prabhupada told, you know, make the fruits ready. They cut the fruits and brought. You know, everything was a big mess and Prabhupada was so angry and shouting at people and all that. And then one hippie devotee, you know, like a chant, you know, he came and said, Swamiji, why are you so upset and angry? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You know, he told Prabhupada. And if somebody tells us like that, what do you think? You know, do you know I am 24 years devotee and all that real stuff? Prabhupada looked at him. Oh, then he took out his bead bag and started chanting her. Like that. So we should be always, you know, battle ready, like that. So these army people, they have, you know, AK-47. You know, AK-47. So we always used to, should carry, you know, HK-108. Right? HK-108. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So by association, how do we go from Namabhas to Krishna Prem? Shuddhanam? From Namaprat to Namabhas, there are so many procedures and all. You know, there are so much description, distraction, you know, all that stuff. There are a lot of description is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. From Namabhas to Namaprat, there is only one way. Association with pure devotees. That's it. Unless you meet a pure devotee of the Lord. You know? So, that is why called Prabhupada. You know, what is the meaning of Prabhupada? You know, Prabhupada means one who is at the lotus feet of the Lord. Prabhupada. Right? So, this is not some title given by, you know, some are kept in, you know, self-titled. You know, self, you know, like that. Right? So, Prabhupada means he is actually one who is at the lotus feet of Krishna and he is always absorbed in Krishna. Right? But somebody may keep put the name. So that is Prabhupada. And somebody may like, one devotee was telling, some people they have Vishnupad, Vishnu pad, you know, Bhakti pad. So pad means profit, adoration and distinction. If you have this pada, if you are at this pad, then you will not survive. You know, you will not survive. So in order to, it is given, in order to avoid all these offenses, in order to avoid all these anarthas, there is only one remedy. Yeah? What is that remedy? Association with a self-realized soul, pure devotee of the Lord. Right? Pure devotee of the Lord. Unless he gives the holy name. You know, Srila Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna is very useful. But if you take it from a pure devotee of the Lord, it will be more useful. So unless we get that association with a pure devotee of the Lord, Mahabhagavat, you know, we will not get Krishna Prema. We will not get Krishna Prema. We may be stuck in Namabhas. Right? That is why Gaura Govind Maharaj says, Mahaprabhu is giving the Krishna Prema to everybody like that. But why we are not getting it? Why we are not getting it? Because you cannot take with these hands. You should have a container, proper container. You know? So what is that container? Your heart. But Krishna Prema Rasa is flowing. And if there are holes, how will you hold it? You know? How will you hold it? So you must have actually a proper container without holes. You know? So if you have holes of Kamakrodhalo Mohamad Masarya, you will never get Krishna Prema. Your heart, you know, has to be pure. You know, Lord Chaitanya said to that Sati's husband, Sarvam Bhattacharya's son-in-law, you know, why is your Brahmana, your heart, you know, should be pure. Why are you, you know, harboring envy and all? Why are you making your heart impure? You know, if your heart is impure, Lord Krishna will never come to your heart. Right? Then he said, this your heart, this container of the this heart container should be made of four things. You know, Shtrunadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahisnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. There is Professor OBL Kapoor. He is a very good friend of Srila Prabhupada. And one day he asked Srila Prabhupada, you are a chemist in your previous life. Do you have any some formula, you know, to get love of Krishna? Srila Prabhupada replied, I have the formula even though I have not attained success, but I have the formula. Oh, what is that formula? Then Prabhupada said, Trunadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahisnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So our heart should be made of, this heart container should be made of four ingredients. What are they? Humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respect. These four things we have. Then we can avoid all the offenses and all that. So, very interesting purport. Prabhupada quoted Haridas Thakur's teachings like that. So, this is the essence of this verse that one should avoid offenses and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra from Namabrad to Namabhas to Shuddhanam. So, Srila Bhakti, in conclusion, I will tell Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said that even if somebody is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, simply by trying to avoid the offenses, still that name is considered pure. Even if you are trying to avoid the offenses, still it is considered pure. So at least we should be conscious, you know, to avoid the offenses and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much. Anybody has any comments, questions?
One question to comment. One comment was about that Tamal Krishna Maharaj told once Prabhupada was on morning walk here in Juhu, and whoever he met, he said, good morning, good morning, good morning. So all the devotees, they were getting very upset and disturbed mentally. But why Swamiji is saying good morning? So when they came, Prabhupada was sitting, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj, as intelligent as he was, he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why did you say good morning to those people? Prabhupada knew that something going in their head. Why you didn't say Hare Krishna to them? Prabhupada kept mum. He didn't say anything, not even a single word he said. He just kept mum. Tamal Krishna Maharaj didn't bother to ask again, because when he saw Prabhupada's mum not saying single word, he thought, okay. Next day again they went for morning walk, and all those people who were saying good morning, said, Swamiji, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada came and sat down, and all the devotees, you know, they were there. And Prabhupada looked at Tamal Krishna Maharaj and he laughed. He said, did you see the importance of good morning? So then toward the end Prabhupada said, we need to establish relationship. If you have relationship, people will chant Hare Krishna. So just by seeing, you know, one chant on that point. Second, on this one, because this verse talks about Nivritti Marga and Pravritti Marga. In Pravritti Marga, there is Praschitya in 6th Canto Bhagavatam, in Ajamil Pakyan, whole thing is described. In Pravritti Marga, one may burn the sinful reaction to ashes, but desire for committing sin does not go. In Nivritti Marga, the sins are eradicated, as well as the desire for committing sins is eradicated. Therefore, the chanting of holy name or chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Nivritti Marga, which not only cleans the pap, vartamanasya papam yad uttam yad bhavishyati, all the, not only from past, from vartaman and bhavishya, all the pap it cleans, and desire for committing sin also cleans. Another comment. My question is, what is the difference between Shraddha and Vishwas? Because in English there is only one word, faith. But what is the difference between Shraddha and Vishwas?
So Shraddha, I don't know, is there a difference? Shraddha means Shraddha Shabde Vishwasakai Krishna Bhakti, you know. See, if you, Shraddha means if you simply by, if somebody has this faith, simply by serving Krishna, everything is perfect. That is called Shraddha. I don't know about Vishwas. Is there any difference? If you know, you tell me.
You know, just for everybody to understand. Yes, Shraddha is first stage of devotional service, where Vishwas is Pragad Shraddha. Shraddha Sabde Vishwas Koi Shudrinan Ischoy Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritai. So Adav Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangat Bhajana Kriya Anarth Nibriti. Uske baad kya aata hai? Nishta is Vishwas and Shraddha is Shraddha. Like I can give you an example. Here in material world, all the Hindu, they have Shraddha in Krishna. They come and offer. But they don't have faith. They don't have Vishwas. And both are meaning faith. But they don't have Vishwas. If the Vishwas hota, then they do like Bali Maharaj, surrender everything.
Yeah.
But they have no Vishwas. They have Shraddha, but not Vishwas.
Good, thank you. I didn't know this.
Will you explain the three chanting? Three. Namabhat, Namabhat, in little detail.
What is that?
No. Thura,
detail. No time.
Pardon?
I can tell you in private.
Okay. Thank you.
Because it requires a lot of explanation.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Guruji, these three stages in chanting, Namaprad, Namabhas and Suddhanam. So Namabhas is there and Namaprad is there. So is there some difference between Anartha Nivritti, like before having Anartha Nivritti also one can achieve Namabhas stage or Suddhanam? I mean, is there some link, connection, or how it is? Can you please explain?
See, this is the definition of Namabhas. Namabhas means, even though there are 10 offenses, you know, 10 offenses, but you are ignorant of them. So purposefully you are not committing, or you are not even trying to avoid, but they are there. But you don't have wicked desires of sense enjoyment and mukti. That is called Namabhas. You know, Namaprad means there are offenses and there is this wicked desires for Mayavadi conception is there, sense desire for sense enjoyment is there. Right? So it depends, even during Anartha Nivruti, if you are free from these desires, then you can be a Namabhasa stage.
I can give an example of Namabhas. You see every day sunrise. Sun has not come, but the light is there. The Surya Bhas. Same as Namabhas. When you are on platform of Namabhas, in a strong yog, that comes Dharana. Namabhas is a stage of Dharana. Means the Lord is everywhere. The Lord is there, like sun is there. So Ajamil was on Namabhas platform. Ajram Prabhu rightly explained that Namaparad, Ajamil was not on platform Namaparad. He didn't know what is called Aparad. He was on Namabhas. And when he heard the conversation between Jamduta and Vishnuduta, he decided to go to Haridwar and chant the holy name and get Krishna Prem. That is it. So till we come on Namabhas platform, there is no question of getting Krishna Prem. Although you may get Mukti Bhukti, Bahu Janme Karijadi Sravana Kirtan, Tabahuna Pave Krishna Pade Premadhan. Can get Mukti Bhukti, but not Krishna Prem. But Namabhas is the marginal platform between Namaparad and Suddhanam.
Okay?
My question was little different, means that Namabhas and then Suddhanam, but Anartha Nivritti. So they go simultaneously? One more question. I have this doubt. Like in the class you are telling that in Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we even don't give importance to any kind of liberation. And you mentioned that in Silicon Valley, this was called, and it's not very much appreciated. But we see that right in our temple premises, some Ramkatha is going on by some Mayavadis.
Oh, Srila Prabhupada allowed it to, if you are taking... No. Srila Prabhupada allowed auditorium and all to be given on rent to Mayavadis and all. But if you are not involved in that, we should not go in here. Hare Krishna.